after you've seen those things, children orphaned, families broken, cities destroyed, people dying of hunger, Yemen, we see it all the time on our Facebook feeds in between, you know, the new meme and after that, some other. Between these things, we have little snippets of what's going on. No, but that's not enough. To think that our Facebook feed is enough to kind of put our hearts in check, it's not enough. We're fooling ourselves. Go see those things. Go see people living with nothing. The heart now becomes a little cautious. Oh my God. Now I start asking the question, living simply, do I really need it? Having seen those things now, those images will haunt you when it comes time to buy the latest and greatest. Do I need this new phone? My phone seems to be working fine. The difference I can spend on the orphan child that I saw that looks like he needs this money more than I do. Or he needs, for example, a brother, a sister, a fatherly figure more than I need this new phone or this new car or this bigger house or these nicer clothes. Again, not saying for everyone to walk around naked. No. Clothe yourself, feed yourselves, shelter yourselves. But see these things too. Some of the vacations we take should be seeing these sorts of things. It'll be a bummer and it'll be weird when people ask you, where did you go for New Year's? I went to a war zone. I went to a war-torn country. Why would you go there? There are no resorts or beaches there. No, I went there because my religion told me if I don't go there, then I won't care about the problems of other people. This is a reality.